Yo, hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast, or should I say bonjour, because I am currently in France. I have been here all week, but don't worry, I am not even going to attempt to say anything else in French. So the reason I'm here is because I'm working and I've been delivering a presentation all about well-being in the modern world. And throughout the week, I've spoken to different people, delivered this presentation to different groups of people from different places around the world. And after my presentation, I answer people's questions, of course, in the Q&A. And I always enjoy that because it highlights to me which areas of the presentation were the most impactful, what people resonated with, and it's always nice to be able to answer those questions. So one of the things that I talk about in my presentation is about how the modern world is overstimulating, it's hyper-stimulating for us, for our senses. It's like sensory overload for most of us most of the time. And I talk about this term upregulating and downregulating our nervous system. Now, this is a term that I have heard used many times for many years in the well-being industry, but I'm aware that it might not be a term that everybody knows about and really understands what that means and what that is. So in this episode, I really wanted to talk about this idea of upregulating and downregulating our nervous systems, what it means, why it's important, and what we can do each day to feel calmer, to feel less anxious, less stressed, to breathe a little deeper, to drop our shoulders down and feel a little bit more relaxed, and to be able to rest, recover, digest, and sleep. Because sleep, I know, is an issue for a lot of people. Most of us are not getting enough sleep. Many people have sleep problems. They find it difficult to fall asleep at night. They might wake up in the middle of the night and find it very difficult to get back to sleep. And even when the physical body feels fatigued and exhausted, often we can lay in bed with a busy mind that is racing and we feel awake and alert. And it's a frustration for so many people to say, oh, I'm so tired, tired but wired. I'm laying in bed, but I can't sleep. So I'm hoping that a few of the ideas that I share in this episode are going to help you if sleep is something that you are struggling with at the moment. So first up, nervous system, upregulating, downregulating, what is she talking about? Well, firstly, I'm sure you're familiar or you've heard of the fight or flight response. Now, when people talk about the fight or flight response, they are talking about the sympathetic nervous system. And that is what is responsible for quick action, for response, for doing, for thinking, to be alert, to be aware. And typically that's when our bodies will release cortisol and adrenaline to enable us to be able to react and to think fast and to take action. So this is, of course, necessary. It is a function that we need. And typically when we wake up in the morning, our bodies naturally release adrenaline and cortisol to tell our bodies that it's time to be alert and to be awake. However, because our modern world is very busy and very fast and we're often doing lots of things, there's lots and lots and lots of stimulation all the time. All of our senses, sight, sound, scent, there's so much going on that this feeling of action, doing, response, this feeling of being in our sympathetic nervous system, for many of us, is our kind of normal state. So that's where we are a lot of the time, most of the time. Even for some people, when they're eating a meal or eating a snack, they're still busy, they're still on the go. They might be walking down the street, they might be texting on their phone, writing an email, talking on the phone, driving, doing lots of things, multitasking all of the time and trying to respond and do things quickly. Now, I say this with including myself, because I am someone who sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes can fall into the trap of busyness and into the kind of fast pace of the world. It's not always easy to slow down and to practice what you preach, although I do try my best. And so the sympathetic nervous system is responsible for fight or flight. So sometimes we want to intentionally upregulate. We want to feel more energized, more alert, more awake. So, of course, there are things that we can do, like drinking coffee. A lot of people drink coffee in the morning to feel more alert, to feel awake. A natural thing we can do is to go outside and get natural light in our eyes. Getting sunlight in our eyes within the first hour of waking up will increase our alertness, our awakeness, and also help us sleep at night. Exercise, as we know, increases the amount of mitochondria in the cells in the body, which is essentially the energy, the battery of every cell in our bodies. And when we exercise, we know, and particularly cardiovascular exercise in the morning is a great way to increase and to improve our energy. So there's ways that we can naturally upregulate, and also scent. So scents that help us to feel more alert, feel more awake are things like citrus, ginger and peppermint. So those are things that if you, for example, have essential oils, you can create something in the morning, just, I don't know, rubbing it on your hands, breathing that in to feel more alert and more awake. So those are all things that will help us to upregulate and to feel more energized, more alert and more awake. But I did mention I was going to talk mostly about downregulating. So bringing down our nervous systems into the parasympathetic nervous system. And this is what's responsible for rest and digest. So feeling calmer, deeper breathing, feeling as though it is safe, we can relax. And that's where we need to feel. That's how we need to feel when we want to fall asleep. So things that we can do to downregulate are stretching, movement, things like yoga, walking, swimming, cycling, but nothing that's too high intensity. So we're not pushing the heart rate up and breaking a sweat, but just moderate, calm exercise and movement. Another thing is sound. So listening to some relaxing music, listening to a soundscape, listening to white noise, breathing is probably one of the most important ones. Deep breathing. So breathing not into the chest, but into the belly. So belly breathing, slowing your breathing down. You can, even without doing a specific kind of breath work, a really simple thing to do is to just place your hands on your belly, close your eyes, really breathe deeply all the way in and all the way out. Slow inhale through the nose and an exhale through the mouth. Breath work and slow breathing is one of the quickest ways to interrupt our state, our physiology, and to kind of calm everything down. So if we're feeling anxious, feeling overwhelmed, feeling stressed, that is a really simple thing to do. Placing both your hands on your lower belly, close the eyes, breathe in deeply through the nose, out through the mouth. If you've ever been in a situation where there's been first responders or paramedics, they'll typically say to whoever they're there to see, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And often people think, well, why do you need to do that? What's so powerful about in the nose and out the mouth? But essentially, when you do that, when you take that calming, deep breath, do it right now. Just take a deep breath right now, breathe in, and then really breathe out. It might be the first deep breath that you've taken all day. And what it does is it tells the body, calm, it is okay, it is safe to breathe, it is safe, you can relax. And it's something that often we don't do all day. We can be walking around, we hold a lot of tension in our shoulders, in our neck, in our chest, in our intercostal muscles, around the ribs. We spend a lot of time being sedentary, so sitting and slouching, so we're kind of collapsing down in the upper body, collapsing the rib cage, and so therefore we're shallow breathing all the time. So simply focusing on that for a few seconds, for a few minutes, is a great way to down-regulate. And the scents, I mentioned some scents that upregulate. Some scents that can help us to down-regulate are things like lavender, basil, and sage. So again, if you can get essential oils or get the ingredients to create that scent and smell that same thing every evening before you go to bed, create that ritual of having that smell, and the memory of that smell will remind you that it is time to rest and sleep. So if you're someone who is tired but wired, feeling as though your body's tired but your mind is racing and busy and you feel this fast energy, then doing the breathing in the evenings can be a great way to kind of calm before you need to go to sleep, and also creating a dark environment. Now, light is one of the senses that stimulates us and tells us that it's time to be alert and be awake, and darkness releases melatonin within the body and tells us that it's time to sleep. So if in the evening, as much as possible, make your environment dark, not just when you go to bed, but in the hours before you go to bed. So make the light nice and low. And then when you're in the room where you're going to be sleeping, make it as dark as possible. And if you wake up in the night, I know that for so many people, the first thing they do is reach for their phone, look at the time and go, oh my gosh, it's 2:30. Oh no, I'm awake. How many hours sleep am I going to get? And then the mind starts racing and the cycle continues. But unfortunately, looking at your phone, looking at a blue screen, especially in a dark room, bright into the eyes, is not going to help you to fall back asleep. So avoid the temptation to do that. When you wake up, if you wake up in the middle of the night, try to focus on doing some of that deep belly breathing. Try to relax. It is easier said than done, but try to do some deep breaths, stay in a dark room, and fall back to sleep naturally. So I really hope that this episode has been useful. I know there is a lot going on and it can be hard to feel relaxed and to sleep. And throughout the week here in France, delivering my presentation, this idea of upregulating and downregulating the nervous system is something that people have been really interested to find out more about. And so I wanted to share that on the podcast as well. As always, I really appreciate you tuning in to the Power Hour podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode and you know someone else who you think might like to hear it as well, please do share it with them. That's how we grow the show and reach as many people as possible. I'll be back next week with another episode. Have a great week. Au revoir.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.